Siena College President Chris Gibson, UAlbany President Javidan Rodriguez, and College of St. Rose President Marsha White came together today to discuss plans for the return of students to Albany County for the spring semester. The college presidents joined Albany County Executive Dan McCoy during his Friday coronavirus briefing, announcing their plans going into the new semester. All three say their schools have reopening COVID protocols ready to roll. St. Rose had been hit by high infection rates during 2020. White says that was taken into consideration.
So we made a decision that on January 19th, our students would return to class remotely rather than in person. And we will continue that remote learning for the next 2 weeks. In-person and hybrid teaching will begin on February 1st. And that hybrid is a combination of in-person and remote. When we decided to earlier this month to move the class schedule, we decided that we would also offer some of our college students the flexibility of moving back to campus while they were remote learning. The reason is some of our students do best at campus, where they have greater access to technology, they have fewer distractions and the ability to focus that sometimes is not possible at home.
White expects close to 900 students will come back to housing for the spring semester. At nearby UAlbany, Rodriguez says the campus will soon come back to life.
We're expecting about 3,800 students to come back to the university, to our apartments and residence halls. So we are at an occupancy rate of about 50%, which from a public health stance is really good for physical distancing, if you will. Last fall, we decided to delay the beginning of the spring semester. So we are starting on February 1, which is 10 days later than we typically start, just to see how things transpire with COVID and the flu season and things of that nature. Given that we will not have a spring break, classes will end on time on May 15.
Gibson says classes resume at Siena February 22nd.
We will not take a spring break. We share that with our colleagues. And our final exams will be May 22nd to May 26th. That takes us to commencement. Commencement will be back on campus. I know for a number of years we've had it at the TU Center, but we also believe it's safer being outside. So we're going to bring commencement back to the campus. We're going to have it in the quad, and we'll be in compliance with all federal and state and county guidelines. We look forward to that.
Students, faculty, and staff at all three colleges will be subject to testing in partnership with the University of Albany's RNA Institute. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.